Why must I turn around? I ask myself. That's why it's hard to walk away.
Going.
Easy. I wanna get, hey, so high. I wanna cry all night. Can you hold me tight? Welcome you home, then I tell you goodbye. I wanna miss you. I wanna live free. I wanna fight all night in the sheets all day. Welcome you home.
This next one I wrote in 2016 for my brother. He had a little altercation down in Atlanta, and it was our first time as a family dealing with such pain and grief and jail and being incarcerated, and it just shook me to my core. And I was writing my album at the time, Queen Alone, and I thought this would be like, you know, homage and, you know, showing him that I really care. And this next one is called Guilty. Thank you.
Sleep in my bed, sleep in my bed.
looking warm. Take it off. For those that don't know who I am, I started in 98 with Missy Elliott and Timberland many years ago. I was a kid in high school, and I embarked on my career. And it was really cool. And now I'm with, like, I always wanted to do soul music. And so now I'm with a label that believes in me and really consistent and let me do my thing with my band, my label mates. Mm-hmm. And we're just here. And this next one right here is called Melody. And I wrote this for my baby girl off the Piece of Me album. And I'd love to share it with you. has a big voice and she's somebody you should be looking out for. Give them some, Lola. For J2, y'all. And he sings as well. And these are my band members, Brain Story, Lola, and JT.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is a DJ Baby Monster, and this is the Radio Laura. And just in case you're missing tonight's show, as I like to say, there is no way to miss any of the Give Me a Beats. First of all, you can always come back to Radio Laura and search our extensive archive and listen to the show whenever it's convenient for you. On the other hand, I'm podcasting my show. This usually happens 1 or 2 weeks after the show is aired, and I'm actually available on all the different platforms. So you can listen to Give Me a Beat via Spotify or Deezer or Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Google, wherever you are, whatever is your favorite podcaster, just search for Give Me a Beat with Baby Monster, subscribe, and then every time when I upload a new episode, you will get the notification and you can listen to it. But what I also like to mention, or what I think is the best way to find out what's going on with Give Me a Beat, is to follow a Facebook page, www.facebook.com, of course, and then /stop.gimmeabeat. And this way you will actually get the information about the show before the show is aired, so you can decide if you want to listen to me while the show is happening live on Radio Laura. And you can also find out many other different things, obviously everything female related, because as listeners of Give Me a Beat knows, Give Me a Beat is a part of so-called Frauen Radio, or a female radio here on Radio Laura, which means that I am focused on everything female, and everything you hear in this show is female related. So if you're following my Facebook page, you will be able to find out all the different things I'm doing. If I'm seeing a good movie about the female life or with a lead female actress, I will post about this. If I'm going on the concert or hearing a great song, you can also get it there. So I do believe that liking the Give Me a Beat page would give you a little bit more information. Sometimes I'm too busy to post anything, but usually I do return to it and post things from time to time, especially if there are some concerts and music festivals. This is where I will be very active. Anyways, let's go back to the Tonight Show. Tonight Show, obsessed with Tiny Desk, as mentioned before, is a bit of a tradition, a yearly tradition on Give Me a Beat. It's a show where I play for you my selection of favorite Tiny Desk sessions. You just actually heard the session from Angelique Kidjo that was also 1,000 Tiny Desk concert. And after that, you heard the session from Lady Ray. As mentioned before, this was a great chance for me to rediscover Lady Ray, or Nicole Ray. I remember her back in the day when she was creating the music with Missy Elliott and her own music. But somehow for me, she disappeared. And through this Tiny Desk session, I got reminded of her amazing talent and actually revisited her albums. She released the album last year, and I highly recommend, if you didn't know about this album or even the previous one, to go and check it out. Both albums are really great and worth checking. Now, we're moving to the other two sessions, and I have really a special session as the next one. This is the artist that I discovered through Tiny Desk. The artist's name is Selena Moon, and she's actually a singer, songwriter, but also a jewelry maker based in LA. And there is a really interesting story behind this Tiny Desk, because she was submitting her songs for Tiny Desk contest 5 years in a row. And she even intended to submit a sixth submission this year. She was then invited to do the Tiny Desk session of her own. And one of the reasons being that her sessions, her submissions over the years keep on improving. And also, she was always on top of the list. She just never really won, but she was always on top of the list. And judges were impressed that she was so persistent into submitting year after year. So they really decided that she is worthy of coming and performing at Tiny Desk. The session is really, really beautiful. Selena not just sings, but she also plays harp and guitar. Her band is really great. As I mentioned before, this is what I like about Tiny Desk. She tells you also a little bit about the songs that she's performing, history behind it, and also how important for her, or how happy she is to perform at Tiny Desk. And I think this is a really, really beautiful session, and I had to feature it in tonight's show. It also made me discover Selena Moon, as I already mentioned, and so I'm also recommending that you check her album that was released last year. After that, I'm going to play a session from Rai. Rai is another great artist that I am really excited about at the moment, also because I just got the ticket for SZA performing in Zurich in June, and she will be actually an opening act. So I'm really happy that I'm going to see her in a few months. But right now, I have a pleasure really to introduce her to Give Me a Beat audiences through Tiny Desk session. this South London bred singer-songwriter is really, really super talented. And I'm very excited that actually she had a chance to perform in Tiny Desk so I can play it for you tonight. She also finally released her debut album after 7 years of making and after parted ways with her label, previous label, in 2021. She released her debut album as independent artist in February 2023. And this is the reason why she's also going on tour. So with this, I'm going to leave you with a little bit of music, Selena Moon and Rai.
Breaking boundaries, healing memories, sharing beauty.